Good morning to you, our listeners, here, there, and over the internet. I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our soon coming King. Let us now go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you now. Father, we tell you thank you just for how good you've been. We tell you thank you for how you woke us up this morning, started us on another day's journey, and to this we give you glory. Now, God, I ask that you touch the hearts and the minds of the listeners on today. Father, that you will move for them in a special way. And Father, we give your name the praise, and we tell you thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Today, I want to give a reminder of our Hope for Today banquet that is coming up on June 8th, 2013. The banquet will be held at Carrie Hilliard's restaurant out on Abercorn Street. It is our third annual awards luncheon. And we have a program designed with you in mind. And we would love to see you there. So give me a call. You still have time to get your tickets. And for information and ticket information, you can call me at 912-964-0313. And we will make sure that you get serviced and that you will be there for this annual awards banquet. We have Faithful Listeners Awards. I've met people that told me that they have not missed many of the Saturday mornings. So you are one of our faithful listeners. We also have supporters and appreciation for you. So come on out and enjoy what we have been prepared for you, giving you thanks, because it's actually appreciation for you. And this morning I just met Miss Vera over at Vera's Alteration and Designs. And I want to give you a shout out. Thank you for being a faithful listener. Did not know that so many faithful listeners were listening. And we thank God for you. Come follow me into the book of Acts, because it is Pentecost. Pentecost is 50 days from Easter. This Sunday is Pentecost. It is Pentecost. And we don't hear too much about Pentecost Sunday. But Pentecost Sunday is the time when the church was formed, when the church was born. Let's go to Acts 2 and 1, and we'll also go to Acts 2 and 13. But we'll read a little further than 2 and 1. And it reads, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And they were dwelling in Jerusalem, Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. And when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confronted, because that every man heard them speak in their own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? How hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born?" So the 13th verse says, let's look up at the 12th. "And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Others markedly said, These men are full of new wine." And we see where Peter went on in the 14th verse, and he picked it up to say that these men are not drunken as you are supposed, because it is but the third hour of the day. He said, "But this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel. It is Pentecost." This is Pentecost Sunday. This is Pentecost weekend. So Pentecost Sunday, and that's the time when the church was born. And we celebrate the birth of Jesus, and all the world pauses to celebrate Christmas with us. We celebrate his resurrection, and most of the world recognize Easter as a very special day on the calendar. But today, Sunday is Pentecost, and hardly anyone realizes it. Yet this day is important because Pentecost is the birthday of the church, and God has given us the wonderful opportunity of being a part of it. It is in the second chapter of the book of Acts that we read about the beginning of the church. We read about the beginning of the church. The first chapter tells us of Jesus meeting with his apostles on the Mount of Olives and telling them that they are to be witnesses to all the world. He also tells them that they are to wait in Jerusalem until they receive power from on high. Then he ascends out of their sight. So they go to Jerusalem and they wait and pray. And that's when it says, when the day of Pentecost, when it had fully come, they were all in one place. They were on one accord. Here they were waiting on the promise. It is Pentecost. And suddenly there was that sound like the blowing of a violent wind, which came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. Here they began to speak in a language they did not know. Here the men that were there, they began to look at each other because they heard them speak in their own language. They knew that these people did not know their language. So they began to say, "But what's going on here? Are these men drunk? What's going on? We hear them speaking in our language." So here's when Peter stood up and he told them that these men are not drunken as you suppose, but this is that was spoken of by the prophet Joel. So I say to you, this is Pentecost. It is Pentecost Sunday. On Sunday, it's Pentecost Sunday. If you're hearing this on Saturday, tomorrow is Pentecost. It is Pentecost. This is the time when the church was born. This is the 50 days after Easter. This is the 50th day. The 50th day means Pentecost, the birth of the church. This is the time when the church was birthed and the church was formed, the day of Pentecost. This is the time when Jesus told them that to sit and wait, to go to Jerusalem and wait. We need to keep in mind that the church was created by God. First, we see that the church was created by God. The church is immoral. From the beginning of time, before the foundation of the world, God had in his mind the church. And he promised that even the gates of hell would not prevail against it. So Jesus came into the world. And after his death and burial and resurrection, the church is formed. The church comes into reality on the day of Pentecost. Sometimes we act as if we think that Simon Peter called a meeting of the apostles and said to them, "Now here today we're going to talk about whether or not we ought to start a church." Well, that's not the way it went. It was ordained from the world, from the foundation of the world, that this was going to be the dispensation of grace. When Pentecost came into focus, it's also called the dispensation dispensation of grace. And because it's a dispensation of grace, we see where the old had ended and the new had come into play. We see where it is finished. The sacrifices had ended and God's son had died. He was born. He died. He resurrected. And now this is the formation of the church, the bride of Christ. So yes, it is Pentecost, because on that day is when the church was formed. The mission of the church is to communicate the love of God. We see first, number one, the church was created by God. Number two, the mission of the church is to communicate the love of God. Secondly, we see that this is the purpose and the mission of the church. It is to communicate the love of God to a lost and dying world. To a lost and dying world. The theme of Pentecost, believe it or not, is communication. It is when, and it's, that's what it's about. Communicating the love of God to a dying world, to a lost world. It's we as Christians, we must hold up the light. We must go out and hold up the light in a dying world, in a world that's so full of darkness. Sometimes I think that we hold our lights too low. Lift that light up. If you hold your light too low, the world can't see your light because it's down low. They will have to really kind of stoop down to see your light. But if you hold up the light of God, if you hold your candle high, then God will be able to get the glory out of your life, because Pentecost is a birthing of the church. It is a dispensation of the church. It is a new era that God moved in. The church, the body of Christ, is the one that he has formed together, and he has given you power over every power. He's given you power over the forces and the darkness of the devil. He's given you power that you can walk on serpents. He's given you power that you can cast out devils. He's given you power that you can set a soul free by snatching them out of the pit of hell by the power that God has invested in you. Yes, it is Pentecost. It's Pentecost for the church. It's Pentecost for the body of Christ. The love of God. It's time for the love of God to be shown more in our lives than never before. The goal of the church is to establish a fellowship that is unique. Well, what is that fellowship that is unique, Sister Gloria? That fellowship that is unique is the love of Christ, the love of God. When people see the love of God that's in you, it will draw men. That's the uniqueness about the church of God. First, we have to show that meekness and that love and hold our candles high, because it is Pentecost. Things happen on the day of Pentecost. People were saved. Over 3,000 were saved. There was action when Pentecost came into play. So it is with the body of Christ. There should be action now. We are needed now more than we were 10 years ago. Our lights are needed to burn more brighter now than they burned 10 years ago. Why? Because man is trying to change laws. In some states, they have already changed laws. They've already made same-sex marriages valid. But God says different. So you must show the light. You must show love. You must go forth in this dark world. This is a dark world out here, and it's getting darker. Lights need to come out, and lights need to shine. Yes, it is Pentecost. I say to you, if this broadcast has been a blessing to you, why not write us at Hope for Today, P.O. Box 18252, Savannah, Georgia, 31418. Until the next time, remember, there is hope for today.